Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay and have had a wonderful weekend. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Monday, November 10th. Coming up today, new tech hoping to help flood-prone areas, refurb work finished on a fire-hit diner, and the gaffer's back. Gareth Ainsworth makes a return for Gillingham's match away at Bristol Rovers. But first, taking a look at our top story today. Two men who kicked and punched their victim have been told by a court you're no heroes as they avoided being sent straight to prison. This all happened during an attack on the street in Lyd. Nicola is with me now. She's got some more details. First of all, Nick, can you tell us how the assault unfolded and why there's this suggestion the attackers acted heroically?
Yeah, well, it happened on South Street on May the 16th, following what the court described as some background between the parties. The victim was nearby in the Dolphin Inn pub when he was beaten up, suffering kicks and punches while he lay on the ground. The attackers, Jack Bumstead and Martin Betts, say they acted after the victim made remarks about liking little boys and making a lewd gesture. The court heard there was evidence of a suggestion the victim had been causing trouble with young people in the area.
And just how badly was the victim injured?
Well, he was taken to hospital, and although no surgical intervention was needed, he was advised to follow a soft diet for several weeks. He was later referred to a specialist after complaining of blurred vision. The court heard the man, who Kent Online has chosen not to name, declined to give a personal impact statement, but his lawyer also described him as having a broken face.
And despite admitting assault causing actual bodily harm at a hearing in September, they've both avoided prison. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. 29-year-old Bumstead from Shrubcote in Tenterden and Betts, who's 30 and from Brooksway in Lyd, have both been given suspended sentences. The judge was keen to stress there was no justification for the attack, there shouldn't be any offending at all, and that there are no heroes. The pair were also ordered to do unpaid work and wear an alcohol monitoring tag for 90 days.
Thanks, Nick. You can read the full report by clicking on the story at Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
Two men charged with murder by police investigating the death of a man in Chatham will appear in court today. Charles Belsham, who was 43, was found with a stab wound at a house in Castle Road on November 1st. A 51 and 41-year-old are due at Maidstone Crown Court today. Four men have been arrested after a motorbike theft which led to a police chase near Dartford. Officers noticed a Land Rover speeding with its boot open on University Way last Tuesday night. They followed the vehicle and found a stolen bike lying on the roadside. Four men in their early 20s were later detained following a pursuit in Farningham. A Sheerness man who damaged police equipment after being taken into custody has been ordered to pay compensation. A court's heard how Lee Maynard became erratic after being put in a cell at a police station in Northfleet in August. The 38-year-old from Victoria Street pleaded guilty to criminal damage and has been given a 12-month conditional discharge. A Whitstable man has been spared jail after he put his hands around his partner's throat and held a pillow over her face. Stephen Conley was described as a functioning alcoholic who often displayed abusive or violent behaviour. The 59-year-old from the Heights was given a 2-year suspended sentence. He must do unpaid work, rehab and an alcohol treatment program. A police inspector has been given a misconduct notice after a child was injured in a drone crash on Sheppey. The device is thought to have hit an overhead cable and fell to the ground during a search for a suspect in Sheerness in August. The child was taken to hospital with serious hand injuries. An investigation is ongoing. A dad from Ashford has been jailed after a police officer suffered a career-threatening injury. George Coleo made threats and shoved the PC before running down the stairwell at Heron House in April last year. The officer chased him but crashed into a wall, fracturing his arm. The 20-year-old from Bailey's Field in Ashford has been jailed for 10 months. Now, there have been tributes for a man from Staplehurst who was found dead at the age of just 38. Miles Stevens, who grew up in Chatham, died at his flat on August 11th. His cause of death is currently unascertained. His family say he'll be remembered as a good friend who was always smiling.
Kent Online News.
The boss of a Kent restaurant has been telling us how much work's gone into reopening the site after a devastating fire. Detling Diner off the A249 in Maidstone has previously been used by film crews for Netflix show The Gentleman and ITV crime drama Joan. Owner Sarah Garrett says the building was badly damaged in a blaze in July last year.
The place was empty at the time. And a passerby spotted the smoke coming out of the roof, called the fire brigade, by which time it had taken hold. The smoke had completely engulfed the whole diner, and it ruined everything, basically. The smoke, the fire, everything was gone. All our stock furniture, absolutely everything. So we've had to start all over again, from the ceilings right the way down to the flooring. All the kitchens had to be, literally the whole buildings had to be revamped.
But now looking at it, it looks absolutely fantastic. Talk me through the process that you've gone on to get it looking like it is today.
Well, it's been a really long, hard process. Obviously, insurance companies aren't easy people to deal with at the best of times. So it started off getting all the quotes in from all the different insurance companies. We then got people in place to come and carry out the work. But it was so hard getting it all to come together. But we got there in the end. We're there now. We've got all new stuff in here, which we hope everybody's going to like as much as we do. And yeah, we're really looking forward to it taking off.
Is there a message you'd like to say to customers who have been waiting for you guys to reopen?
Yeah, we're here, we're ready, and we hope we can really come true for you. We've tried our hardest, and now we just need the support, which hopefully everyone's going to give us.
Movies and film crews, you've had three in the last 2 years, so you've had the Netflix, you've had ITV, you've had Sky most recently.
Yeah.
Why do film crews love it here?
I think it's the size of the building, it's the size of the car park as well. And obviously it's an ex-Little Chef building. And there aren't many of them left running as cafes or diners. And I think that's what's drawn their attention to it, because a lot of the others are like car showrooms and goodness knows what else now. And they just seem to like the setup and like the size of the place.
And would you welcome more back now that you're revamped, or are you a little bit apprehensive?
A bit apprehensive. I mean, it's hard going, to be fair. They do an awful lot of changes that, bearing in mind we just had this revamped, and then we had Sky come in and completely changed it, absolutely. So we've had to go through it all again to get it back to this. So maybe sometime in the future, but at the moment, probably not.
You can see pictures of the refurb at Kent Online. Elsewhere, firefighters have issued a warning after a bin fire spread to a home in Tunbridge Wells. Crews were called to Rumford Road yesterday morning and found the fence and fascia alight. Two people suffered minor smoke inhalation. The blaze is thought to have been caused by embers that were put in the bin. Now, figures show more than 1,700 people have crossed the channel in small boats in the space of 3 days. It follows 2 weeks without any arrivals being detected. The Home Secretary is thought to be considering tighter rules for asylum seekers based on a model used in Denmark. Figures seen by Kent Online show Thanet has the highest smoking rate in Kent. 14.5% of adults in the area regularly light up, but that is a drop from previous data. Gravesham and Swale have the next highest rates. Tunbridge and Morling is the lowest, with just 7% of people smoking there. Now, interactive signs have been put up in Folkestone to warn residents about the risks of flash flooding. There are around 400 homes and businesses in an area prone to flooding and heavy rainfall. Emma Crofts is from the Environment Agency. She's been chatting to Nicola.
We have been working with a company called Hello Lamppost in partnership with Kent County Council to install a series of new interactive signs. So the idea is you can use your smart device, scan the QR code on the sign, and it will take you through to an interactive chat where you can ask questions around flood risk in the local area of Folkestone. You can get advice on how to be prepared for flooding, what to do in a flood, and what to do after a flood. And the idea is that you can ask it pretty much anything and it will take you to the advice you need and then send you on to further links as well if you need registration for flood warnings, etc.
And why have you chosen Folkestone in particular, Emma? Is this the first part of the county to get it?
So this is. Hello Lamppost has been used by the Environment Agency in other bits of the country, such as in Cornwall and Cumbria. But this is the first time we've actually used this particular product in Kent. We've picked Folkestone because it is one of our areas that suffers from flash flooding. So Folkestone, as many of your listeners may know, is particularly steep-sided as it comes from the hills above Folkestone down to Folkestone Harbour. And there's a small channel called the River Pent, which runs through Folkestone itself. The channel's very small and can react really quickly to intense rainfall, such as that we have in the summer. And back in August of 1996, we had 2 months' worth of rain that fell within just a few hours above Folkestone, and that caused flooding up to 2 metres deep in the middle of Folkestone, which is obviously very dangerous. So we've chosen Folkestone as an area where we'd like to get people to take early steps to be prepared for flooding, because that kind of flooding can happen really, really quickly with very little warning.
And of course, most of us carry around a smart device now. So did you think that would make it quite a unique way to get that information across? Because we're used to scanning things like QR codes, aren't we? Was that the feeling behind it?
Absolutely. And we're hoping by having information where people would normally go will mean that it's easier to get that information. You're not going to have to go looking for it. You can find it wherever you are. So there's a sign up near Moorhole Park for anybody who knows it, and also by the fire station on Park Road, which I know a lot of people go past every day.
And of course, you mentioned there extreme weather. I mean, we are kind of seeing that, aren't we, in recent years? I know we had some flash flooding. I think it was in Dover in the summer. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was absolutely awful seeing how people's houses were affected. Do you think perhaps sometimes, if you haven't been impacted by it, you kind of underestimate how devastating flooding can be?
I think you can. Flooding is one of the worst things that can happen to somebody, particularly where they live or work or where their children go to school. It can be akin to a bereavement, really, in the sense that it's a shock that you've got to get over initially, and then you've got to start recovering from. And I think people do underestimate just how long it can take to recover from something like that happening to you, either in your home or your place of business.
Kent Online News.
Plans have been submitted to build hundreds of new homes in Swanley, despite fears over traffic congestion. Permission is being sought for 277 properties off Maidstone Road, just south of Birchwood Park Golf Club. Several objections have been lodged against the plans already, and a consultation is open until the 20th of November, with a decision expected in January. Controversial plans to replace a Victorian hall in Deal with houses have been thrown out. More than 150 people objected to redevelopment of St George's Parish Hall off Deal High Street. The application was recommended for approval, but voted down 7-2. A Faversham wine bar, which had to close after a fire broke out nearby, will reopen later this month. Baltic House Wine Bar was impacted after a blaze broke out inside the pottery room in Standard Quay on the 26th of October. It sustained fire and water damage, but a spokesman for the bar says repair work is underway and they hope to reopen on Friday the 28th of November. Residents in a village near Ashford are celebrating as plans for a new housing estate have been thrown out. Developers wanted to build 140 properties on land in Ham Street. More than 1,000 people objected to the proposal, and the scheme's now been rejected by the Planning Inspectorate. Plans for a new wedding venue near Dover have been given the go-ahead. Great Napchester Farm in Whitfield will be used for receptions and overnight accommodation in shepherds' huts. Plans have been approved despite concerns from neighbours about noise disturbance. Now, this all comes as property developers have criticised planning rules in Kent and say it's becoming increasingly difficult to get projects over the line. It's after Kent Development Projects Limited have been working to transform the former Save the Children charity shop in Maidstone, which has been vacant since the pandemic. Barry Upton is from the company. He's been speaking to reporter Ellie Hodgson.
Could you talk me through some of the ideas you have to make the planning process simpler for developers such as yourself?
Well, some of it is quicker turnaround from our submission of plans and some better advice. Of course, very often we put plans in, and planners will simply say, we don't like this, but they won't tell us what they will like. So again, a little bit more proactive assistance and support would go a long way.
And you had another idea in terms of licences.
Yes, I think what would make life so much easier for both planners and for ourselves, if we could come up with a licensing plan for certain builders. So in other words, if you specialised in renovation, especially of grade one, grade two listed properties, you could be given a licence that did not require the same level of oversight by the planning department.
And is there anything else that you think could do with reform in your industry to help with development?
I think some of the rules and regulations need relaxing. For example, where we have certain parts. We totally agree that the outside of these buildings must be kept as per the original. That's a given. But what we feel is that on the internals, especially when a building is being converted from, let's say, commercial to residential use, they could afford to be a little more generous over the original features that they want kept. In other words, leave it to the developer to make a change in the house, which actually suits modern living.
Kent Online News.
The bosses at a corner shop in Canterbury have launched another bid for permission for 24-hour alcohol deliveries. Canterbury Wine Mart on St Dunstan Street want the service to be available at all hours through apps like Uber, Deliveroo and Just Eat. It's raised concerns about street drinking, and similar plans were rejected in 2015 and 2017. Kent Police have asked the council to reject the application. Local bosses will make the decision at a meeting this Wednesday. The organisers of Tenterton Christmas Markets have confirmed they will be returning this year. There'll be more than 100 stalls in the town centre for 10 days. They get underway from midday on November the 14th. And Kent's Balvinder Sopal will be heading to Blackpool on Strictly after surviving week 7. The EastEnders star from Gillingham scored 34 with her Bollywood-inspired couples choice dance to Ed Sheeran's Sapphire.
Kent Online Sports.
Football Now and Gillingham are back to winning ways with a 1-0 win over Bristol Rovers. Max Clark scored the winner in the second half. The match was the first one back for manager Gareth Ainsworth after he took time off to recover from heart surgery. Speaking after the match, he said he was feeling quite emotional.
Really proud. You know, I had an emotional moment up in the gantry there because, you know, being back is a big thing for me. I won't be on the dugout, actually. So those boys in the dugout, Dobbo, and all the crew, all the staff, that's for them, that win, because they've stepped up when I've not been there, and they've had it rough, and they've had some decisions to go against them, and some you know, performances that we should have won, and that one today I think they deserve, you know, and I'm so glad that, you know, they experienced that in front of the fans, who were immense, you know. I had a really nice moment with them where they all started waving to me at one stage. I think they picked me out, and it's amazing, you know. This football club is truly, truly special, and I'm really proud of the boys today. They've given absolutely everything. So you might look at the shots against or the crosses or entries into our box, and then look at how many Bristol had and how many we had, and think, well, how have Gillingham won that game? I'll tell you how we won that game: the running, the tackling, the sheer defiance of blocks and headers, and a willingness to be together like I needed them today. And then a fabulous save from Jake Turner at the end there. Just epitomised everything, you know, and so proud of these boys. They never stopped running. We've changed formation in the second half to soak it up a little bit. I thought it was the right thing to do, and I was constantly on the phone with Pete, and he was relaying messages to Dobbo, and that's very hard. But, you know, we need to stick our penalties in. That makes things a little bit easier. But Max has made up for it with a stunning volley. And, yeah, I'm really proud today. You know, I'm really, really pleased. Darrell Clark's a good manager. This is a tough place to come. And we've took the points, and, couldn't have gone better.
And in ice hockey, it was a winning weekend for Kent's Invicta Dynamos. They beat Cardiff Fire 11-2 away from home in the South Division 1 on Saturday night. The Mohs now have a couple of weeks off from any matches. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads, with no pop-ups and exclusive stories. You can choose a subscription plan that works best for you. To find out more, head to kentonline.co.uk/subscribe.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.